Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What it do, man? We about to give you a little story about how it go down in SD. You know, how Dago be. So if you feel it, let us know. Tell them how it go.
But my clique keep it 3,000 like Andre. We say nigga rappers couldn't even rap. All those wild eyes, we do that we can. SD bitch from the box to the pan. Talk shit, get crushed on like a cocaine. Quitting my option, that's how I program. Who's better than me? Homie, no man, I stay holding the mic. Gripping the mic stand, I'm trying to make it smell. Y'all racking and spam, my rhymes go hard. Lyrics deadly, I put them 6 feet deep and have them buried. I don't lose no sleep, I'm always ready. Got the kind of flow that'll leave you bloody. I rap kind of different, extraterrestrial. I rap to anything cause I'm hella versed. I don't care if you think I'm weak. I speak what I speak cause I'm better than most that speak. You know the hip hop needs that rage. Fucking shit up like a little crazy bitch. You music shop, no relation. Cause it's terrible according to my information. Trying to set it up to be courageous. But back down quick when I put someone to say shit. Y'all don't got me intimidated. I'm shitting on y'all. Y'all concentrate.
What's up? That's it, James.
Flames. Hey. You cannot mess with that. That was hot.
Hey.
Maybe you wish I was from San Diego.
That's right. What's up, everybody? Y'all know what it is. Keeping it real hot and fresh. The summer is now over, so you know what I'm saying? We did keep it hot all summer long for y'all, but you know, it's autumn now. Mm-hmm. So now we better keep it real hot and fresh. So you know what I'm saying, www.sbn.net, Raleigh Durham Chapel Hill, this your boy Z-Fly on the ones and twos, I'm doing my thing, I got my crew with me.
Thank you, Lord. So glad you're back, so glad to have you on the ones and twos, yes we are.
Y'all, it's so crazy. Okay, so you know, so I got to introduce you to everybody. You know, so you know, y'all know y'all got Z Fly. Who else? I got up in my crew. Who I got?
Well, it's your girl, Empress Tori D. You can just call me Tori D. Straight out of Chat Town, Chattanooga, Tennessee, by way of Atlanta, by way of Nashville, all that good stuff.
Okay. Well, okay.
So who else on the line?
You got y'all ATL.
Now, Yada, you know you can't say ATL without saying the Shawty.
ATL Shawty.
And where's all right, that's cool. And where's our boy Smooth T at? Where he at?
In AZ, holding it down in the heat.
Okay.
It's probably still hot up there, too, isn't it?
Sure.
I said, is it still hot up there in Arizona?
Yeah, it'd still be like 98 degrees on average.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Like 68 down here in the South. Bless your heart.
Yada, what do you got at ATL? What degrees you got?
We're in the 70s. This is pretty cool, but we had a lot of rain and flooding and all of that, like you all probably have seen. So it's kind of cooled down. We're hoping that it stays cool.
Exactly. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I'm still in NYC, and we got like 72. Yeah, I'm in NYC, But it was like in the 70s, too, with like, I think it rained today, so it's kind of cool, you know. So, yeah, we all got our own weather. Y'all can keep y'all's, okay? Anyway.
Did I tell you how jealous I was of you being in New York without me? Did I mention how jealous I was?
No, why are you jealous?
I am just so jealous. You know, I love New York. Brooklyn, Flatbush, what's up? They got all the Caribbean doing stuff there, all the good food, all the fresh food. So I'm just really hating. I really am. I just want you to know that.
Haters. Hi, hater. Hi, hater. All right, but you know what? Now I know that everybody's tuning in tonight because, you know, tonight we had to squeeze so much in an hour, actually less than an hour now, because we only, you know what I'm saying, we don't took 5 minutes to run our big mouth. So what we're going to do is we're going to get into the show. Of course, we're going to do the, like Eddie said, weekly inspiration first.
Number the devil.
You said what now?
Number the devil.
Number the devil. He don't want to hear that. All right, so Tori D, go ahead and hit us off with the weekly inspiration.
Okay, what's up, guys? It's your girl, Tori D. And this week's weekly inspiration is going to come from Joel and Victoria Osteen. The scripture that we're going to be using is Proverbs 13 and 20. And it says, "He who walks in the wise with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffer harm." Sometimes in order to embrace the destiny God has in store, you have to be willing to make some changes in your life. You have to be willing to examine whether you are and what you need to do to move forward. This may mean that you need to change some of your friends that you've been spending time with. Maybe they were fine for a season, but now you've kind of outgrown them. This is a new season, and in order for you to rise higher, you have to break away from relationships that are limiting you. You have to develop some new friendships with people who are going to pull you up and inspire you to rise higher. I found out that if you're the smartest in your group is way too small. Find people that are smarter than you, people that will challenge you to stretch to the next level and become everything God's created you to be. Remember, he who walks with the wise become wise. So choose your friends wisely so that you can walk and live in the destiny that God has in store for you. And that's this week's weekly inspiration with your girl, Tori D. And that's it.
And you know, Tori, that's really good. That's very, very on point. Because
so
you know, you're right. But you know, sometimes you do have to, you know, come from within. Because you're right. You know, if you are smarter than everybody in your group, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they can't teach you nothing because you're smarter than them. You know what
I'm
saying?
Exactly. And I just think it's so good to say that if you walk with people that are wise, you become wise. Because so many times we seek the counsel of people who are, you know, necessarily ungodly or people who really can't help us get where we need. I often tell my daughter, who's about to be a teenager, don't ask your friends who ain't never been there, who are learning along with you. Come and ask me what's going on. So it's a really good scripture, and it's basically saying when you walk with wise people, you'll make wise decisions. I probably all of my friends are older than me, you know what I mean, and are wise and have been there and done that. So that's some excellent advice coming straight from the Bible. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. So what we're going to do is we're going to definitely go ahead and jump into our topics for tonight. We have one main topic, and then we have like a little short topic, too, that we're going to get into. And but before we get into it, does anybody have any announcements or anything, any announcements out there?
I don't have an announcement, Z-Fly, but I got to do this. And when I posted the question on our Facebook page, somebody brought this to my attention, so I have to mention it. The Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh crew just wants to send all of their love and condolences and support out to Darian Albert's family. He was a 16-year-old teen that was brutally, and this was caught on videotape, beaten to death in Chicago. And it's just... when they brought it to my attention, I was like, huh, what 16-year-old? But when you actually read the story, you know, he was just on his way home from a community center, and he got attacked by about, it looks like on the videotape, about 20 or more students, you know, just walking home. And last week's show that we did, we talked about teen violence and games. And people think, well, why would they bring that up? But it's so relevant, especially in our community. This was a young African-American brother. He had got, you know, perfect attendance at school and the honor roll, and really could have been somebody. But for senselessness and violence, his life was taken. And they just recently arrested three so far in his death, and they're also teenagers. And they're going to charge them with first-degree murder. So you have... a young brother that we lost, and then three more that we're going to lose to the to the justice system. So it just really encourages us all, and this is whether you're, you know, black, white, brown, it doesn't matter. Start talking to our young people. Start, you know, trying to chime in when you notice that their moods are changing and maybe if they're depressed, because this is so senseless. And, you know, and the Chicago police are still trying to piece some things together. And the article went on to say that, you know, last year 30 students were killed in Chicago. 30 babies.
30.
You know, and they thinking that the number is going to be even higher this year. So, again, you know, not to, to dampen what we're talking about tonight, but we, the Keeping It Real High and Fresh crew, could not let this night go by without just sending all of our condolences and prayers to their family and to the families of the young people that were actually charged with it, because, you know, you never know what your kids are going to do. And that's three parents so far that are going to lose their boys. So our prayers go out for that whole situation.
Definitely.
And I didn't mean to bring everybody down before we got started, but when it was brought to my attention, I couldn't let the night go by without bringing it up.
Thank you.
And knowing that, you know, that.
Our hearts definitely go out to them. That's just awful. I mean, it's sad when you see stuff like that, and then, you know what I'm saying, like, for no really good reason, just, I don't know, it's just. But, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and get into the first topic of the night. Actually, the first topic is actually going to be about designer babies.
Oh, my goodness. I want some
Denzel
lips.
You stupid. And you know, but now for those of y'all who are probably kind of like, oh, designer baby, what's that? It's actually pretty bad, actually. It's a California sperm bank has launched a celebrity-inspired donor lookalike service. Okay, now what this does, it allows clients to search for donors according to which celebrity the donors most resemble. To me, this is kind of shallow. I mean, you know, people have different, you know, I think their thoughts about it. Some people think that, you know, it's just wrong. And then some people think that it puts too much emphasis on looks. You know what I'm saying? I mean, here you are, you're going to a sperm bank, and then, you know, it's not just, you know, you want a baby. I want a baby that looks like Denzel, or I want a baby that looks like Brad Pitt. You know, what are y'all thoughts? I mean, do y'all think it's wrong? Do y'all think that, you know, either way it doesn't matter because, you know, they're still having a baby. It doesn't matter how your baby looks. But what do y'all think? It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I think that is just absolutely, I would have to agree with you. To me, that is just absolutely shallow. And there's still no way that they can, you know, make sure that the baby is going to look like that person, because what if it become out looking like that person granddad, and the granddad look like Louis Gossett Jr.
Oh, no.
The donor look like, you know, Morris Chestnut. I mean, not Louis Gossett, but I'm saying.
Wow.
You know, so many people take characteristics from ancestors and other people in their family. That's why the Maury Povich show is so popular, you know, because the baby can look like anybody.
Right. Well, the word that I would use would not be shallow, but scary. Like, how far are we going to go to have this designer? I mean, life, you're going to create a baby based on what some actor looks like? I mean, it's just, oh, my goodness.
Exactly. It's really something. It's almost like, you know, people, they just want to kind of be in charge of everything. You know, now being in charge of how your baby's going to look and all that, you know, I want him to be looking like Brad Pitt, or I want him to look like this. That's sad.
And then are people going to start saying, I had Brad Pitt's baby?
Okay.
Or are people going to start saying, you know, this is Usher's baby because that's what the baby looks like? I mean, we are really creating some monsters for real.
Yes, we are. We have
a call. We
have a call in the private area code. Are you on the line with Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Mr. Ganji, how are you doing?
Well, good evening. Good evening,
Mr. Ganji.
Mr. Ganji.
Mr.
Well,
Ganji,
beautiful Tori. And is this the beautiful Diana?
No, Diana's not here anymore. That's Yada, Mr. Ganji.
What is her name?
Yada.
The beautiful Yada. And
there you go.
And the beautiful Tori. And the Tori.
Hey.
And the Z McFly.
Oh, Z McFly.
He said Z not fly.
He said it, dude.
Go ahead, Mr. Ganji. You got any comments about the designer babies?
Well, you know, I think that is nonsense. I do not approve of the designer baby. These are the baby. These are you children. You must be proud that I have beautiful son Bapu, and I am so proud of him. This is part of what I don't like about the United States, that you can buy everything here. I mean, my daughter Usha is getting ready to go to college and is going to join a fraternity, or what do you call it? Not fraternity.
Yes, sorority.
Yes, sorority. And I tell her, Usha, you should not be buying your friends. You should be going to college to make friends, not to buy them.
Okay. Well, we definitely appreciate your comment, Mr. Ganji, and I think for the most part we all kind of disapprove of this, you know, designer baby thing. That's just a bit much, and I would have to agree. That's definitely something that will probably only be done and thought of in America. That's just outrageous.
Well, you know, it embarrasses the country.
It does. It really does. You know, because I mean, it just makes it look like kind of weird. Like, you know, you're going to just, you know, sperm bank, and then the thing about it, you know, we're talking about the people that's going to the sperm bank, but then how about the sperm bank itself? I mean, you know, they actually created, you know, this place to go for the
right.
You know, what kind of people, what kind of toddlers or whatever are they? You know, that is weird too. So
right, because when you get into stem cell research and things of that nature, that's supposed to be to to help people with spinal cord injuries. And to help, you know, people that have been burned in stem cell research and stuff like that. But it's like they take something that's supposed to be so beautiful and so helpful and then morph it into something as crazy as this. And I just hope that no taxpayers' research dollars are going into this hot mess. Because that's crazy.
Be surprised.
Yeah.
I believe that the profit motive may be part of this, that if you have, you know, you have $1 billion and you want to buy yourself a baby that looks like John Travolta, well, if you have all that money, you can purchase the child.
But the thing about it is, how can they ensure, which they cannot, that the baby is going to take after the donor?
Exactly.
Because some people have kids that don't look anything like them. They look like ancestors or other family members. What do you do when you pay for a baby, right, that looks like John Travolta, but it comes out looking like, whatever. What do you do with the baby then?
Exactly.
Right.
Somebody didn't think that one out.
Thank you.
I mean, everyone should love the baby that they have.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
That's the whole point. But, you know, people want the baby to look a certain way, you know, to be a certain way, look a certain way. So, you know, it's almost like, well, you know, now I want to design my own baby, you know.
Well, it's actually kind of a good idea.
Oh, good idea, Tommy. Are you serious?
Yeah, that's
actually kind of good.
Please explain how that's a good idea.
Well, look at it like right here. You know how many women go into the sperm bank and ask for sperm that comes from a doctor or a lawyer or some successful person that's smart? They pay top dollar for that stuff. So from a business point of view, you're doing something that's going to make you a lot of money, because there's plenty of people who will pay to have their baby basically by another beautiful person. No strings attached, you know, none of that. But on the negative end on this, you already got people that are tracking people down from the sperm donor stuff. So basically, to just have your picture put out there and then say this person takes your sperm and they say, no, she's pregnant.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Now she's in a rough spot. She wants some child support. she know what you look like. I mean, she can track you down. So, from another standpoint, I mean, it's not so good, but at the same time, it's no different from what a lot of women go out here and do anyway. They look for, you know, a nice-looking man to have a baby with or a
sport. Wow. I would like to wish they did, but most people, you know, they don't. And I think that for them, again, to go to the full-out extent to hire people that look like celebrities, I think especially in this too-happy society, that's only going to create drama because, again, nobody can ensure exactly what the baby is going to look like that it will take after the donor. So I think it's from a business sense, if you're only looking to make money, then the company has a rocket science idea, obviously, yeah. Because America is so vain. They are so vain. They are so into what a person looks like versus what a person is on the inside. But and this ties into health care reform, too. At some point, we have to be a little bit more socially minded than we are market minded.
Right.
Because, again, what happens to the babies when they don't look like the celebrity?
But, like, when a person looks like on the inside, they're going to make your kid cute. You have a baby with an ugly person. I mean, you can't expect much.
Have you ever heard the saying, the ugly person and the ugly person make a cute baby?
Yeah.
You ain't never heard that?
I have seen it done. Some of the cute girls I've seen, their parents look like, you know, trash. But
Hey,
a lot of the ugly people I've seen, their parents look just like them.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, man. So, Mr. Ganji, we want to thank you so much for calling in and giving us your opinion. Thank you so much.
Well, Mac, the pleasure is for me to be here on this program. And, you know, we are in the Orlando in the Disney.
Wow.
But I have terrible sunburn on my head.
I'm sure.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, you got to stay out of that sun. I was just down there in June. And I cooked. I really did. So you have to be careful out there in that sun. But thank you so much for calling in, Mr. Ganji.
You know, I have the white thing. You know what you call the white thing when you get terrible sunburn?
You mean you had a suntan lotion?
No. This is like what happens to skin. If you have terrible sunburn, it starts getting
cancer.
No. You get the skin. You had a burn. Your skin turn of the white.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
Get the white bumps. My head has all these white bumps.
Of course.
Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta be careful and take care of yourself, Mr. Ganji.
And you have a great night, Mr. Ganji. Thank you again for calling in.
Well, the pleasure is all mine, Jack Fly. And
the it's not Zach. It's okay. Well, okay, the Z stands for Zach, but it is Z-Fly. Z-Fly, Mr. Ganji. That's all. Just Z-Fly.
So your name is Zach, like the grocery bag.
I don't know.
You're saying Zach, like the
Will
Zach.
Will you please not argue with Mr. Ganji and let him do his thing, please?
Okay, Mr. Ganji, it's Zach Fly. Oh,
please, call me by my first name. I call it all the time when you do New Orleans. You are so former. My first name is Prahishnis, very common name, Prahishnis.
Okay.
I think what it is, Mr. Ganji, is Z-Fly. He'll use his name sometimes, and then he'll use Z-Fly. And I think that may be a little bit confusing for you. That's all.
Well, every week he has no name. One day he's Jack, another day he's Mac Fly. The other day he is, you know, Z Fly, like grocery bag.
And
then he tells me Zebra. My name is Z, like Zebra Fly. What kind of nonsense is Zebra Fly? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Guy.
Good night. Good night.
All right. Well, thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Okay, everybody. Thank you.
I'm telling you, Z-Fly.
yeah.
Well,
okay.
That's what's up.
What we're going to do is we're going to get into our main topic of tonight. We're going to take one more call. I think this call called in earlier. So I'm just going to see, do they have anything to say about the designer babies before we go into our next main topic. 919 area code, you're keeping it real hot and fresh with your hot crew host. How are you doing? Are you with us?
Hello. Is this me?
Yeah, 919 area.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was Mr. Gandhi was cracking me up. Anyway.
Okay. Cracks us all up. Trust me.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Second time calling. This is Katrina. I was looking up. Hi. I was looking up more stuff on this designer baby, which I think is kind of crazy. But they're also talking about how people can not only choose the genes and, you know, maybe try to figure out how a person looks, but also they want to be able to affect the intelligence or also avoid passing on diseases to their children who they may have. So they want to go in and try to do something with the embryo and make those changes beforehand to get them to not have a certain disease or be more intelligent. I think it's crazy. I think the whole thing's crazy because you can come out with, we can have some aliens running around here soon. And
exactly.
I'm not trying to see that. I mean, because let's say somebody wanted a boy, you know, and they, you know, so they go in there and do some messed up stuff and you can come out with somebody, I'm not even going to say what they're going to be, but, you know, just crazy
right.
mess is going to be happening. So I really hope it doesn't go further than this, but that was just my comment on the designer baby.
Yeah, but I think you pose an interesting point for the simple fact that if you start here, if you start trying to go in and mess with embryos
mm-hmm.
and make sure that it doesn't have a disease, what if they try to go in next and change the gender? What
yeah.
if God made it a girl and you go in and try to change it to a boy because that's what the person wants? Where does this foolishness stop?
It's not going to stop. It won't. Sorry, weird babies already freaked me out. So if I got some little funky alien babies in their mouth, I'm not going back outside. So I hope it does stop.
We're going to be on here like, I am lesbian. I'm going to be scared to go outside.
I mean, really? So.
This
wow.
Crazy.
Well, maybe
yeah.
that makes Superman.
Oh, wow. there you go.
Thank you so much, Katrina.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody, so there you have it on the designer baby, weird, not weird, you made a decision. Be, you know, if you want to leave us some, you know, your comments and thoughts on the designer baby, go to our Facebook and our MySpace, they're both open. Just go to Facebook and type in Real Hot Fresh, you'll find us. Leave us comments, let us know what you think of the designer baby. Also, the SBN chat is open, so if you want to go on there and leave us comments, we'll definitely answer those on the air as well. What we're going to do now is...
Do you have an address for them? Because I would like to have a baby with, like, even Mendez.
Okay.
Tommy, my Lord.
You need to go on the Facebook, and you need to leave us your comments, okay? And we'll get you the address. Right now, what we're going to do...
I'm not going to go on the Facebook and leave comments and show that I'm my own.
I guess you've heard that.
Exactly. What we're going to do is we're going to take a little transition because we need to get into this healthcare reform that I know so many are waiting to talk about because I know I'm ready to talk about it. Take a little transition with a little TLC. Now, we're going to play this song, Who's It Gonna Be, because I love this song. This is a song, it isn't really one of the popular songs, but it should have been.
It's hot, though.
It's hot. It's hot.
Exactly.
It's hot. It's Who's It Gonna Be by TLC. Okay, so here we go.
Just stop.
Are you being quiet? I'll do what it is.
Just stop.
Welcome back to Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. We keep it fresh, as my girl Tori D would say. Okay, if you just now tune again, the early part, the first part of the show we did, we were talking about a designer baby. you know, basically a California sperm bank is, you know, they launched a new celebrity type thing where you can kind of design your own baby looking like your favorite celebrity. Right now, we're going to talk about the healthcare reform. So if you're tuning in for the healthcare reform, you're on time. So a lot of stuff that's going on about the healthcare reform. I'm pretty sure if you've been watching the news, you see Obama and just everybody talking about it. You know, the Republicans,
right.
they have their say about it. The Democrats, they definitely have their say about it. Tonight, we're going to give you what we say about it. And also, and we definitely encourage you to call in 646-200-3136. Let us know what you think of the healthcare reform, too, because, you know, I mean, it's going to affect a lot. Actually, it is affecting a lot of people. You know,
definitely.
There's also been words on, you know, like if you don't have some type of health care, you know, you might have to be charged a fee or a fine, you know. So a lot of myths, you know, a lot of stuff is going around about it, true, not true. So, yeah, what do y'all think about this health care, I tell you? And then also, Tori D, I know that we got a lot of people from our Facebook that have some questions.
Yeah, so I'll be reading those comments, too. I'm going to start off with a couple of little facts, you know, that we need to know. 47 million Americans, and we're not talking about people who some, not me, but some would consider illegal immigrants, but 47 million Americans right now as we speak do not have health care insurance.
Wow.
And of those 47 million Americans, one out of every five are African Americans that don't have health care. So when you look at a number as disheartening as that, you know that something has to be done, and it has to be done now. And in my own opinion, I think that one of the main reasons why we are in this situation that we're in now, it really, to me, doesn't even have to do with black or white per se, but I think it has more so to do with green. We live in a society where the haves want to keep away from the have-nots. And to me, it's that plain and it's that simple. I think that's one of the biggest reasons why Obama is struggling so much right now, because he's trying to get the haves to take care of and to look after the have-nots. And it's only because they've stolen so much from the have-nots. And that's
right.
My own personal opinion. When you got the CEOs of these insurance companies making into the millions, and I mean, I think the lowest one was like $8 million a year. From turning down people, insurance claims, and things of that nature, the only reason why we're in this situation right now, one of the main reasons, is because of greed. And I think that if something is not done about the greed quickly, then we're just going to, you know, the system is going to completely collapse. And that's just how I feel, because one-fifth of the nation's budget is spent on health care and costs for Medicare. And it's rising higher than inflation. And all that means is that we're spending more than what we actually have. So something has to be done about it. You got people who, let's say, for example, if your job doesn't offer insurance, and I'm just going to speak for some family members that I know that own their own business. Him and his wife are paying $1,500 a month just for health care. That's unreal. Neither one of them have AIDS. Neither one of them have cancer or, you know, some type of or any type of disease, especially not one that you would think would cost a lot of money for radiation or nobody's on dialysis, but just for health care, $1,500 a month. Who can afford that?
Wow.
And you know the reason why they can do it? Because they have no competition. So a lot of people want to talk about, you know, the public option, and they don't want that to be done and this and that. But if you don't give competition, and this is just common sense in business, if you don't offer any type of competition, people are going to do exactly what they want to, and they're going to continue to raise the premium. So,
right.
You know, I just have so many thoughts about that, and I'll let y'all talk, and then I'll go to the comments. But I'm coming out swinging on this one because I work with healthcare. I'm just letting you know ahead of time. So please call in so we can argue. No, I'm just kidding. So we can debate. So that we can debate.
Well, do any of us have anything to say about it? Be, you know, y'all are smoothie?
Yes, I do. I mean, I actually... And I work for the government, and I actually work with low-income families who cannot afford, you know, the $10 clinic or whatever the case may be. And I think that it is very appropriate for us to get this assistance from the government, you know, so that for those small businesses, they can still, you know, continue to run their business without going under trying to pay for insurance. And, you know, they're able to get tax credit. And, you know, I think that for those of us who do have insurance, like myself, you know,
right,
things won't go up. I won't get dropped for this, you know, and it'll keep a limit on what we pay. And, I mean, it's just crazy. I just can remember when I did not have insurance and I had to take an ambulance once, and the bill that I got was like $600, you know.
Wow.
And then with insurance, my bill was like $8, you know what I mean? I'm like, how do you think if I didn't have a job, I could pay this $600 bill, you know, and with my job, the bill is $8, you know, and I'm grateful for that difference, but it's like, it's uncanny.
It is. Exactly. And that leads to one of the points I want to talk about. Ms. Khadi, she commented on our Facebook page, and she said, I've read and researched this topic quite a bit. Obama has allocated $1 billion for prevention and wellness-type programs. I guess my thoughts are, why is the prevention and wellness talked about about more? Obesity and secondary lifestyles are a driving force in the rise of health care. A lot of diseases can be prevented if people ate healthier and exercised. I don't hear too many focus on this piece at all, unless I'm missing it somehow. So how do you guys feel about that? Because I have to agree with her 110%. You don't hear too much about prevention and wellness anymore.
Right.
Because there are a lot of things that we could do to prevent ourselves from getting sick. And, you know, on this show, we promote safe sex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To the hill. But how many shows participate in AIDS Walk like, you know, this show did?
Right.
You know, community outreach programs. We have to really, really focus on prevention. And I can think, you know, in my own family and families that I see what we eat. You know, how often are we eating out every week? All that grease is going to build up in our arteries. And what are we eating? Are we substituting our ham hocks for turkey legs?
Okay.
You know, just simple stuff like that we just never, ever talk about. And the fact that he has allocated money for that, that's necessary. But you have so many people that think it's not necessary.
Right. My daughter's teacher told me the other day, your daughter is the only one that eats vegetables. And I'm thinking it's eight kids in her class. Like, and she's, you know, and she was serious. And I'm thinking, that's crazy. I want to do a nutrition class with the parents at the school.
Exactly.
You know, what I want to do is, Some people who may not have, you know, access to whatever, and you might,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you might know about the healthcare reform, but maybe you don't know everything. Because, you know, there's different stuff that go out when stuff like this happens, and there's a lot of myths. There's 8 myths that I want to actually read to those people who may not know about them. So Americans spend more on healthcare every year than we do educating our children, building roads, even feeding ourselves. That's an estimated $2.6 trillion in 2009, or around about $8,300 per person. And kind of like what Tori D said, you know, 45 million Americans have no health insurance whatsoever. So there are 8 myths about, you know, the healthcare reform that's going around that that the president, you know, definitely wants, you know, people to know. One, myth number one is health reform won't benefit people like me who have insurance. So just to give you a little bit about that.
Sure it will.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. It just goes on to say that, you know, just because you have health insurance today doesn't mean you'll have it tomorrow. According to the National Collision on Healthcare, nearly 266,000 companies dropped their employees' healthcare coverage from 2000 to 2005. So, you know, people with insurance have a tremendous stake because their insurance is at risk. You know, so just keep that in mind. Myth number two would be the boomers will bankrupt Medicare. A little bit more about that is if you're looking to blame the rise in healthcare costs on an aging population, you have to look elsewhere. the growing ranks of the elderly are projected to account for just 0.4% of the future growth in healthcare costs. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then number three would be reforming our healthcare system will cost us more. It says think of healthcare reform as if it's an Energy Star appliance. Yes, it costs more to replace your old energy guzzling refrigerator with a new one, but over time the savings can be substantial. So, you know,
exactly.
it might cost a little more, but, you know, over time. Myth number four, my access to quality healthcare will decline. It says just because you have access to lots of doctors who prescribe lots of treatments doesn't mean you're getting good care. In fact, researchers at Dartmouth College have found that patients who receive more care actually fare worse than those who receive less care. So
look at Michael Jackson. I just had to chime in.
No,
you know,
bad.
He thought he was getting better care with a private doctor, but look at what happened to him.
Exactly.
I would have to be 110%. You turn into a guinea pig for these doctors.
That was a good example. Myth number five, I won't be able to visit my favorite doctor. It says, mention health reform, and immediately people worry that they will have fewer options in doctors, treatment, and diagnostic testing. The concern comes largely during discussions of comparative effectiveness research. So basically it's just saying that don't worry about you won't be able to go to your favorite doctor either because that's, I mean, you will still, you know, I mean, it's going to be worked out where you'll still be able to have your same doctor. Then number six, the uninsured actually do have access to good care in the emergency
room.
Oh,
my goodness. No.
That's, well, that's
I
the issue.
I'm so sorry.
By the way, that said, it's true that the U.S. has an open door policy for those who seek emergency care, but emergency room care doesn't help you get the right information to prevent a condition or give you help managing it. It says 41% of the uninsured have no access to preventive care. So when they do go to the ER, they are most likely going in at a time when their illness has progressed significantly and costs more to treat.
And can I also just chime in really quickly?
Yeah.
The emergency room's job is to stabilize you and to send you home, period. So once you get your two Tylenols and a pat on the behind, you out of there.
Okay.
And that in itself rises up healthcare costs because you still have to pay those doctors and those techs.
Exactly. You still have to have a doctor's fee.
It would make far more sense to reform healthcare than to keep doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're right.
Proceed.
No. Myth number seven. We can't afford to tackle this. Myth number seven is we can't afford to tackle this problem. It says we may be in the middle of a recession, but a lot of America's health insurance plans says that the most expensive thing we can do is nothing at all. If we do nothing,
it's a lot of good information. So take your time.
And that's how I talk fast to get in. But the Congressional Budget Office projects that our annual health costs will soar to about $13,000 per person in 2017. While the number of uninsured will climb to 54 million by 2019. Okay.
Wow.
Wow. And myth number eight, we'll end up with socialized medicine. That goes on to say some experts favor a single payer system similar to Medicare or the health program offered to federal government employees. Yet all the proposals being discussed today will build on our current system. So, there you have it. Those are the eight myths, people, about the health care reform that you definitely need to know, okay?
No, I was just going to say, we have to address this, and I'm so glad that the show is brave enough to do so, because something has to be done quickly.
Yeah, very quickly. We actually have a caller in the 253 area code. I believe that's 253. That's Washington State, if I'm correct. 253, are you on the phone with us?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing
wonderful.
Good.
Yeah.
Can you
I have a
Hi.
My name is Minnie.
Hey, Minnie. I'm
Hi. I have a suggestion. A regulation is needed because doctors are being sued a lot, and their insurance are tens of thousands of dollars. So if the doctor's insurance can go down, then that'll lower our insurance and make it more affordable. So other countries have care for all of their citizens, so they should be a model for us. So it starts with the doctors being sued so much, then therefore their insurance is sky high, then we it trickles down to us making our insurance so high whenever we try to get insurance.
Right, and I could not agree with you more on that. And actually, in this new health care reform bill, which they have so many, but Obama is pushing for exactly what you just said, for that to be some type of cap on how much you can sue the doctors for, because you're exactly right. When they have to pay malpractice insurance $100,000 a year, who do you think that trickles down to?
To us.
And to the cost of health care. So you are exactly right. We live in a very sue-happy country.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be some type of cap or something has to be done. I couldn't agree with you more on that.
Right. Well, maybe the legislators will think about that too, and it'll make things a little bit better. But in the meanwhile, it's really slow. It's such at a snail's pace right now.
Right.
We have so many suggestions. We have so many good ideas, but nobody wants to listen to it.
And
that
nobody
matters.
Wants to listen to each other. It's kind of sad when you look at Congress and you look at the Senate. We elected these officials to look out for us, all Americans, and they can't even get along and can't get people to say, let's put my Republican ideas to the side, your Democratic ideas to the side, and look for what's best for the whole of America. Both sides agree that something needs to be done, but they can't get together to figure out what it is just because, I'm a Republican and you're a Democrat.
Exactly.
What about
the human side? Okay. Well, I enjoy listening to your show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We're actually 12 minutes down to the show. We have 10 ways you know your ghetto coming up. But what we're going to do before that is we definitely want to pay respect to our listeners and to our fans because y'all don't want to keep us on the air. So we're going to have Tori D go ahead and read the rest of the Facebook comments on the health
care. Sure. Thank you so much. This comment came from Tornika, and it says, when I call the doctor when my child is sick, the first question should be, what is wrong with the child, not what type of insurance do I have? And that's the reason why I think the health care should be reformed. And you guys know that is so true when you call into a doctor's office. They want to know what type of insurance do you have. So it's more so about getting paid than actually helping the child. And another one, she said, and I'm not sure we're going to have time to talk about it, but she says, and this comes from Kia, and it says, can we talk about older people and them not being able to get their medicine? And that right there is so hurtful because you got to think about your grandparents who cannot even afford their meds. And these aren't grandparents that, you know, didn't do anything with their life. They worked hard. When they were younger, and to come of age and their Medicare is used up and they can't get any help and assistance getting their medicines, that's pitiful. So it's impossible to say that something has to be done, and it needs to be done very quickly. I literally pray for the leadership in this country that we can get it together quickly.
Very quickly.
But that was it as far as the comments for that was concerned.
Wow. I mean, you know, it's like listening to Yada and listening to just everybody. I mean, it's really something. You know, we're really going through something, and I don't know. I mean, it's something because, you know, I mean, like kind of like what Yada said. You know, a lot of people they can't afford like $600, you know, to go to the doctor. You know what I'm saying? People can't afford.
I just can't imagine that.
Yeah, I mean, that's really a lot. Because actually, actually now that I think about it, I had to go to the doctor maybe a few months ago because I had a stomachache or something was wrong with me. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was sitting in the waiting area, and then, like, there was this, you know, this older lady, and then I don't know if she didn't have insurance or something wasn't working out for her.
Mm-hmm.
But they had called up to the window, you know, if they were gonna take her back to the room, but then they found out that her insurance had expired or something like that. So then they had told her how much, you know, it would be, and then, you know, she sounded so sad. She was like, I can't pay that. She said, I don't have that type of money. And then, you know, she wasn't able to be treated. She had to go. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know what was wrong with her. I mean, exactly. You know, I don't know what was wrong with her. You know, she could have really, you know, something really could have been wrong with her, but she wasn't able to pay, you know what I'm saying, to go see the doctor because she didn't have insurance. So, this is really serious. It's real serious.
It really is. And so many people, another thing that we know is so many people, they do wait till the last minute, like you said earlier, to go to the emergency room when the disease is far gone. Nothing that you can do at that point. So you get stabilized and basically are sent home to suffer. We are like the richest, you know, or perceived to be the richest country in the world, or perceived to be a superpower, and perceived to be the land of milk and honey and the place where people come to do better. And this is how we treat our citizens.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people think, well, it's not me. Well, sweetie, it could be you tomorrow. All you have to do is lose your job.
Surely.
And that's how people are losing their job every day. Think about the people that have kids. That's what really bothers me about it, when kids don't have health care insurance. Because as an adult, some stuff you can just deal with and you can just take. But
right.
When a child can't get proper health care, that really, really bothers me.
Right.
It does.
Really.
Yeah, but a lot of people still can't pay these bills anyway, though. When you have these heart surgeries, it's costing you $250,000, $500,000.
Yeah.
Even with new insurance, you're still going to come out paying, you know,
$1,000.
People don't
just like that movie, John.
People don't just have sitting around waiting for them to have a health problem.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I think that should lower the cost of health care, period.
That's true. Okay, we got a caller, 206 area code. You on Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh, 206? Are you on the line?
Hello?
Yeah, 206 area code. Well, we lost them. All right, we lost them. 206 area code. If you're out there, call us back. We lost you. Sorry about that. We're 7 minutes down to the show. I just want to make one more point that I love what Tori was talking about earlier. Whenever you said, let's do, you know, people need to try to do things to prevent getting sick, you know. Because, you know, I have a lot of friends, and, you know, y'all know who y'all are, y'all listen. Y'all love pork. And like I said, pork will stop you quick, okay? Pork will stop you. You do. You know, so like, you know, we really do got to look at how we eat, what we eat, and then what we do, you know, especially sexually, you know what I'm saying? You know, because,
exactly,
you know, these diseases and, you know, trying, you know,
just,
so.
Exactly.
It boggles me that people have unprotected
sex.
That just boggles me beyond, you probably wouldn't know how much that eats me up. It's nowadays, it's like, what in the world are you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
I do, but it's
that was cool, but not now.
I know, but actually, it wasn't. He's stupid. I mean, and then,
I'm just saying.
It's just the whole concept of it. If, you know, you're just doing it raw, and it's like you just get into the moment and you don't really care, and then you end up with something, and then, you know, it's always woe with me, but it's really hard to feel bad for it. I know everybody makes mistakes.
You care when you fall off.
Can I read one more comment right quick? Because this one just came from Isabel, and she just commented on our page just 1 minute ago. I hope
sure.
That wasn't her trying to get in. But she says, I can relate. I have no insurance. I have no money, and I have a condition. I went to the ER because I couldn't handle the pain. It is sad that it comes to that. I get stuck with the bill, but it didn't make me any healthier. And that is so sad. And that's exactly what I was trying to say. They stabilize you and send you home, but yet you're still, you know, you're still in a messed up situation. So I really go after her and all the people like her here, you know, in America.
Exactly.
I really do hate that. I really do.
We definitely want to know the rest of your thoughts on healthcare reform and about the designer baby. Please go to our MySpace Facebook pages. You know where to find us. If you don't, just type in Real Hot Fresh. You'll find us. Give us your comments. Let us know what you think. You can also send us emails to our Yahoo, which is realhotfresh@yahoo.com. Let us know what you think. We're here to listen. We'll definitely put your comments on the show. But right now, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and get into 10 ways you know you ghetto. So, y'all know how we do that, don't you?
I ain't did that in a long time, yo.
You was great. All right, y'all. 10 ways you know you ghetto, okay? Number 10, you know you ghetto. I'm sorry. You know you a nasty ghetto mess if you have so many flying bugs in your house that you put a bug light in your living room.
Oh, my Lord.
Hold on. Wait a minute now. I didn't get this stuff right. Y'all know.
Yeah, and cut that drum line off.
I know what I'm talking about. See, we're getting ghetto already. Number nine.
Okay, drumline. Kill the drumline.
But you know, it sounds really good when if you go back and listen to it. You know, you have some music back there. Anyway, number nine. you know you ghetto if you nail pictures on your wall without a frame.
Wait a minute. It just depends.
Hold on. I ain't even buying no frame for all these pictures now.
That's why
I
you put it up there with. I'm confused.
You just nail it.
Oh, my goodness, no.
That's ghetto.
What
that
are these pictures
framed
for?
Come on now. Come on. Picture frames a dollar at Dollar General. Number eight.
Exactly.
I got to pay gas to go get it, and I got to pay a dollar for it. What if I got
$50? Okay, well.
You didn't put no pictures up. Go ahead. Wow, that's crazy. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Okay, somebody told me they got to put gas in the car, but they. Somebody told me they got to put gas in the car, but they ain't got no car. Number eight. You know you ghetto if you at Walmart. Number eight. You know you ghetto if you at Walmart on aisle eight, and you are vocally conversating with your girlfriend on aisle 10. Girl. Y'all know, girl.
Oh, the time.
Give me
that's
a
order walk.
No,
get
no,
hot
no,
right there.
Did you get them barbecue chips? Oh, okay.
Number seven, you know you ghetto if you're 47 years old at a Beyonce concert dressed like Beyonce.
Yeah.
Number six, you know you ghetto if you're 47 years old at a Beyonce concert dressed like Beyonce. And you're a guy.
You're Marvin Gaye.
Hilarious.
Number five, you know you ghetto. Number five, you know you ghetto when in Walmart and they announced that they just rolled back prices in electronics. And you and your homies run like y'all runaway slaves.
Oh, Lord.
That ain't nice. Mm-mm. I don't like that one. Number four.
You will find it though.
Number four, you either ghetto or nasty if you're putting on your lotion, spraying your perfume on your body, and rubbing grease through your head, and you ain't washed in 3 days.
Ew.
That's nasty.
That's not grease and mist.
That's a Tommy mess. Number three. Number three. If your mama whoops you so hard. Number three, if your mama whoops you so hard that after she finished the switch is now a twig, you might want to call child services on her ghetto tail. That made no sense. You know what I'm saying? She's whooping you with the switch. After she finished, it's a twig. That's a little bit too much. Number two, you know you ghetto if you're at a Beyonce concert and you're holding up a sign that reads, "Leave Jigga, he can't do it like me." you might want to give it a rest if you ain't making, like, over seven figures. Beyonce ain't looking at you. She ain't going to look
okay.
at you.
She might not even be looking at
Jigga
if you ask me.
Oh, okay. Ooh,
number,
Wow. Number one, we're going to keep it moving.
Right.
You know you get her if you're trying to eat a candy. You know you get her if you're trying to eat a candy apple with false teeth.
Oh,
all right, dog. We
have
it real hot and fresh.
You know, if you bite into it, your teeth going to come out in the apple. Trust and believe.
It will. It's a
map.
Also, just so y'all know that we are going, next week we have another featured artist on
yes,
the show. Tori D's going to hook that up for us, so y'all just keep it real hot and fresh next week. All right, crew, what y'all got to say?
Yeah.
Well, I just got to say that I'm still praying for the government, still praying that they can get it together, and praying for health care reform.
All right. Well, y'all, we will see y'all next week. Peace, y'all.
Hello.
Okay, good night.